subject, cheating best friend. Hello, Steve and Shirley. I'm 27 years old and I'm 7 months pregnant with my husband's child. This would be my first, but his third. I know that my husband is cheating on me, but I just don't want to confront him and ask him about it. Well, about a month ago, he was in the shower and he left his phone on the bed with it unlocked. Now, in my household, privacy is a no-no. So I go through his phone and I see all kinds of things. What really caught my attention, when I saw the name Keisha, and the only Keisha we both know is my best friend. Steve, I got into the messages and I began to read them. As I'm reading through the messages, I stumble over one that says, "How are we going to tell your wife I'm 5 months pregnant with your child?"
Wow. Woo!
Keisha. Now, this is my so-called best friend I'm talking about. She didn't know that I knew about this, Steve, until I drove up to her house with his belongings and dropped them off. I told her, "Heffa, he is yours now. Since you wanted to lay up with him, keep him. I need your help. I know what I want to do about this, but then again, I think I need your advice because it's still on my mind. This man was my first everything. I know for a fact that I will absolutely be filing for a divorce as soon as possible. Steve, please help. I don't want to do anything crazy." Listen, you have every right to feel just how you're feeling. I mean, this is foul. This is unforgivable almost. It really is. Your husband is not only sleeping with your best friend, but he's sleeping with her unprotected. He got her pregnant. He's disrespectful. He doesn't deserve you. I like that you threw him in his clothes out. And yes, file for divorce, custody, all that. Get child support, everything. Hit him in his pocket where it will really hurt. Please don't get violent if you're thinking about that. You kind of hinted to it in the letter. Don't do anything violent to him or her. Your unborn child needs you here. They don't need you in prison. Steve.
Come on now, boy. Yeah, make me proud. It's a lot in here.
It's terrible.
Okay. Let me just softly enter into this one.
Okay.
Ooh, this thank you.
Yeah.
Keisha.
Keisha ass in trouble.
Keisha Medallion Jones.
Keisha Medallion.
That's as soft as I can enter this. Keisha ass in trouble. Cheating best friend must add cheating husband. Because your cheating husband has been cheating with your best friend, and her name Keisha. Who we will refer to from now on as Kate.
And why is that?
K-A-I-T.
What is
Keisha ass in trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you say in the letter that all when now you found her, you saw this name, Keisha, the only Keisha we both know is my best friend, Steve. I got the messages in. I began to read them. As I'm reading through the message, I stumble over one that says, "How are you going to tell your wife I'm 5 months pregnant with your child?" Now, this is my so-called best friend. You drive all his belongings to her house. Heffa, he yours now. Since you want to lay up with him, keep him. I need your help. I know what I want to do about this, but then again, I think I need your advice because it's still on my mind. You want to shoot somebody.
Yeah, you do.
Do not do that. Do not put yourself in harm's way.
That's right.
These two are going to file themselves off. Now, I am going to tell you something. First of all, don't do nothing crazy. But you got to do something because you finna do something. So I have come up with a list of things you must do, but that won't get you in jail. First of all, get yourself a lawyer so you can get your divorce because that's what you're going to do. Next thing, call her family and inform her family of what she is and what she did. Then immediately call his family and inform his family of what he did and who he is. Next, after that, post it on Facebook. On her Facebook. Post it on her Instagram and notify her job. Kate. Keisha ass in trouble.
K-A-I-T.
Post it on his Facebook. Put it on his Instagram. And notify his job. Every time they remove the posting, you have somebody to repost it. Rally your friends around who love you and can keep reposting. Mm-hmm. Next, get a flyer and put it in the cafeteria room of their prospective jobs and get it posted as a job opening.
I like it, Steve.
Next thing I need for you to do is put both their pictures and explain the whole situation and tape it on up on telephone poles everywhere they live like you done lost a puppy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I need all this on telephone poles. I need constant Facebook and Instagram updates.
You need
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
You need, because she going to do something. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to give her something she can do. Yeah. This woman is scorned. Mm-hmm. So she going to do something crazy. Mm-hmm. But before you do something illegal to get yourself in trouble, these are the things you can do.
Yeah. Mm. No, no. Please put it in the chair.
Pour paint on his car.
Ooh. Yes. See, look at car.
Write information on his car door. Oh, yeah.
Carla's salivating, Steve.
She excited. She excited.
Yes. Put all this information on his car.
Carla.
Yes. Keisha. Stank mine.
Yeah, Carla.
Spray Kate on his car with a can of Krylon. Use gold. K-A-I-T. Keisha, ask
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.